now on the continuous call team, the Sunday Carve Up.
Of course, David Morrow, he's the man calling all of the action. Davey, a very good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, Mark, and Darryl. Yeah, thank you. It's always right. Good to get the clap you deserve.
That's sure the clap you deserve.
keep going. David Riccio, he's on the line. G'day, Dave.
Around 2,000 people have got down here. They've run out of sausages, and they've also, there's a Woolworths directly opposite Glen McGrath Oval. They've cleaned Woolies out of sliced onions as well.
Listen, mate, more importantly, how many bread rolls are they using? What about tomatoes?
Can I just ask, do Woolies sell sliced onions?
Yep, they do.
Yeah.
Really?
Erin, they do.
Erin's gonna, she'll put an Instagram posting up. I love Woolworths sliced onions.
Well, I actually do, to be honest. Some. I do. I can buy my own, thanks.
Hey, listen, by the way, just say onions for me again.
Onion.
No, there's no G in onion.
Onion.
Are we going to go to David?
You know what we might do? We'll take a break. We'll get him on the line, yeah, and he can give us an update of how things are looking at Coogee Oval as well.
Wait.
Oh, by the way, I've got a topic for later, and I made a new friend on the way in. I want to tell you about him. That is a tease if I've ever heard one.
We've got Hansel back in the studio. She's sending me live updates on the women's premiership match that was played yesterday.
As I was walking in, I made a new friend. So he operates the scoreboard here.
What did he have? I am the scoreboard attendant on.
I was at the gate waiting to get in, and I didn't have a pass. And so I messaged our esteemed producer, Luke, and said, am I meant to have a pass? And he said, use your face. And I was like, well, in what capacity?
Aaron. Wendy is in the Southern Highlands. Hi there, Wendy.
Look, I've been listening to your conversation about these bike riders, and these guys ride through the Southern Highlands all the time because of the mountains, because it makes them look good. And they come in for a coffee, and guess where their $10 for their coffee is folded up?
No!
Stop it.
No!
Yeah, dead set, and they fiddling around trying to pull it out.
What about the money?
If they spend more than $5, where do they put the coins in change?
John's at Kellyville Ridge. Hi, John.
First of all, Wendy's got it all wrong. We don't keep our day down the front of our jocks. We keep it in the bag, at the back of our pouch. Right.
That's even worse.
How big a pouch have you got, mate?
What are you, the kangaroo?
Davey's here.
Mark? He's got that glazed over look in his eyes.
He's left his bike outside.
Worse, he bikes in the nude.
It's strange, you got off the bike the other day, couldn't find the seat.
And Aaron asked why he was limping. I'm told that already people out the front lining up to get in, because at 4:30 the gates will open. 5:10, the women's premiership match between St George Illawarra and the Sydney Roosters.
Far out, that's going to take me another hour now to get out.
Oh, it's all about her. Have a listen. How's it going to take you now?
Signing autographs.
But she's G'ing you up, Vic. She's G'ing you up.
No, she does sign a lot of autographs now.
Yeah, I do, thank you.
You know why? Because she goes up, want an autograph?
She's learned off you.
I'm not a lobster either, Davey. You like lobster?
I love lobster. So let me know when you bring it in. I'll come in a bit earlier.
Bit for brekkie, eh?
Yeah, I like a little bit for brekkie.
What about lobster?
I was waiting. I just let it go.
What you just said, Davey, you'll remember what you want to remember.
Do you remember your wedding?
Sorry?
Remember your wedding?
He said, "What I want to remember."
Yeah, I remember. What? I remember aspects of the day.
Aspects of the day. Is that all? You remember aspects of the day?
Christine fell asleep. Davey went downstairs to the pub.
No.
G'day, Jets. I've just got married. Who wants a drink?
It's the cricket.
No. The cricket finished just. Kepler was 105, not out. I told you that.
I'm amazed the koalas eat gumleaf. They don't need anything else.
Oh, no.
I mean, I find that stupid. What if he gave them like a Cadbury? You'd think they'd love a Cadbury.
We wouldn't give them a caramello koala.
It might not be Cadbury. I tell you who had probably the better view than anyone is Mark Piggy Riddell. Let us go. Mark Piggy Riddell.
Who thirsty?
Hey, guys, the most relaxing chair I've had is a 2.4 metre by 2.4 metre bean bag. So comfortable, but don't be in a hurry to get to the bathroom. Very hard to get out of.
Oh, yeah, couldn't get out of that.
Peter Glen Eagle.
I bet you get into it all right. No, but that's like me getting out of a bath. I have to roll over.